Tiny Bit Lucky, written by Liz Pishaw and read by Rupert Grin. As soon as I say the word pizzas, I suddenly remember I've left my pizza toppings at home.
You have enough time to go back and get them if you hurry, Derek says.
So that's what I do. I run back home. Luckily, I don't live far away. I open the front door and charge into the kitchen, saying, Mum! Cheese! Tomatoes! Mum! Please! Cheese! Mum's already gone to work, and it looks like Dad's out too. Or he's in the shed and can't hear me, so I look in the fridge first. Cheeses, cheese. What cheese? There's cheese everywhere! Which one do I choose? Just in case, I take all of them and shove everything in my bag. Then I go to the cupboard to find a tin of tomatoes, and two things happen when I open the door. One, I discover the last tin hidden behind some beans. Good. Two, as I grab it, I knock over a bag of flour.
Bad.
Which falls in slow motion past my hands, narrowly missing a cup on the side. Then lands on the floor. And all the flour spills out everywhere. And I mean everywhere. It's a mess. I try scraping the flour back in the bag with my hands, which sort of works, until I drop it again. The flour puffs up and goes in my face. There's not enough time to clear up or I'll be late for school. So I shove the bag back in the cupboard and accidentally tread in a pile of flour at the same time. I forgot my shoes have holes in them. Pushing the flour into the corner of the kitchen makes it look a tiny bit better. There, all done. Now I grab my bag and head to the door, leaving flour footprints as I go. As I'm walking to school, the flour starts puffing out of the holes in my shoes, and it begins to rain too, which makes me a bit soggy because I've forgotten my coat.
Great.